proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We will continue with our series about mountains in the Bible. Mountains serve as prominent features of any country's landscape. Due to their lofty elevations, mountains have often symbolized a nation's or people's significant attainments. Several mountains contained in the Bible have associations with noteworthy events occurring in those locales. Over the course of this series, we'll look at several of these promontories. Today, our focus is on Mount Pisgah. The name Pisgah literally means cliff. Some Bible scholars have regarded Mount Pisgah as the same peak referred to in the Bible as Mount Nebo. Other commentators consider Pisgah as the name of an entire mountain range, while the name Nebo denotes a specific mountain in that range. In biblical times, Mount Pisgah lay entirely within the borders of the nation of Moab. Verses in Isaiah chapter 15 and Jeremiah chapter 48 confirm that connection, associating Mount Nebo with the nation of Moab. Mount Pisgah appears in Numbers chapter 23 in connection with the Mesopotamian king Balaam's commission to curse Israel. King Balak brought Balaam into the field of Zophim to the top of Pisgah. He had 7 altars built and offered a bullock and ram on every altar. Nonetheless, Balak could not fulfill the directive he had received, namely, to curse the nation of Israel. Rather, Balaam told to Balak, quote, "Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it," unquote. The biblical narrative also connected Mount Pisgah with the death of Moses. In the 3rd chapter of Deuteronomy, God had told the lawgiver to, quote, "Get thee up into the top of Pisgah, and lift up thine eyes westward, and northward, and southward, and eastward, and behold it with thine eyes, for thou shalt not go over this Jordan," unquote. Moses asked God to reconsider his decision, but the Lord refused to do so. Deuteronomy chapter 34 contained an account of Moses' last moments on Mount Pisgah. We read there that, quote, "Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the Mount of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho," unquote. From that vantage point, God showed to Moses all of the land that he had promised to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Nonetheless, God forbade Moses himself from crossing the Jordan River and entering into that land with the Jewish people. After this, Moses, described as, quote, "the servant of the Lord," unquote, Moses died in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. God buried his body there and ensured that no one would know the exact location of Moses' burial place. Perhaps God was apprehensive of anyone finding it and turning it into some sort of a shrine for pilgrimage. Had any Jews amongst Moses' contemporaries, or for that matter among succeeding generations of Jews, had any of them identified precisely where God laid the lawgiver to rest, that person might indeed have transformed Moses' burial site into something resembling a shrine. Such an action would result in Moses, not God, but Moses, becoming an object of veneration. Mount Pisgah could have symbolic significance regarding the connection between divine law and divine grace. Moses represented the law. His ministry began in the wilderness, namely the deserts of Midian, and ended in the wilderness, that is to say, the plains of Nebo. When God refused to allow Moses to enter into Canaan, described as the land of promise, God demonstrated that the law had its limitations. Only God's grace had the capability to fulfill God's promises. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.